as men say, only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Oh, shall I stay? Would it be a sin? Oh, if I can't help falling in love with you. Oh, like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole life too. Oh, for I can't help falling in love with you. Oh, like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole life too. Oh, for I can't help falling in love with you. Oh, for I can't help falling in love with you.
We come together here today to help two people on their way as bride and groom start their life together. And as we've reached this special day, we've come to help them celebrate and show them just how much we love them too. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. As Macy's walking down the aisle and Jordan looks up to give a smile, the love that flows between them fills the church, with her family and friends at her side. She really is the blushing bride. With love and prayers they leave their alleluias. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. With the pastor and family who lead the prayers, we say our vows and they say theirs, and wish them God's blessings for the future. And in this house of God above, they join their hands to show their love and say those most important words, I do ya. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. With the pastor and family who lead the prayers, we say our vows and they say theirs, and wish them God's rich blessings for the future. And in this house of God above, they join their hands to show their love and say those most important words, I do. Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. Forever can never be long enough for me to feel like I've had long enough with you. Forget the world now, we won't let them see, but there's one thing left to do. Now that the weight has lifted and love has surely shifted my way, marry me. Today and every day, and marry me. If I ever get the nerve to say hello in this cafe, say you will, say you will, Together can never be close enough for me to feel like I am close enough to you. You wear a white and I'll wear out the words, I love you, and you're beautiful. Now that the wait is over, and love has finally showed her my way, today and every day, marry me. If I ever get the nerve to say hello in this cafe, say you will, say you will, Promise me you'll always be happy by my side. I promise to sing to you when all the music dies. In today and every day, and may If I ever get the nerve to say hello in this cafe, say you will. Say you will. Marry me.
Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here in the sight of God and before His church to witness the union of this man and this woman in holy matrimony. This is an honorable estate, instituted and blessed by God in paradise before humanity's fall into sin. In marriage, we see a picture of the communion between Christ and His bride, the church. Our Lord blessed and honored marriage with His presence and first miracle at Cana in Galilee. This estate is also commended to us by the Apostle Paul as good and honorable. Therefore, marriage is not to be entered into inadvisedly or lightly, but reverently, deliberately, and in accordance with the purposes for which it was instituted by God. The union of husband and wife in heart, body, and mind is intended by God for the mutual companionship, help, and support that each person ought to receive from the other, both in prosperity and adversity. Marriage was also ordained so that man and woman may find delight in one another. Therefore, all persons who marry shall take a spouse in holiness and honor, not in the passion of lust, for God has not called us to impurity, but in holiness. God also established marriage for the procreation of children, who are to be brought up in the fear and instruction of the Lord, so that they may offer Him their praise. For these reasons, God has established the holy estate that Macy and Jordan wish to enter. They desire our prayers as they begin their marriage in the Lord's name and with His blessing. At this time, I'd like to invite Jordan's Uncle Les to come forward to the lectern as we continue our service with the reading of God's Word.
Macy and Jordan, thank you for allowing me the chance to share these two important passages of Scripture. It's an honor. The first one from the Old Testament, Genesis chapter 2, beginning with verse 18. Then the Lord God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone." That amen you heard in the background, that was Jordan saying, "Yes, not good to be alone." That's right. I will make him a helper fit for him. Now out of the ground the Lord God had formed every beast of the field and every bird of the heavens and brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called every living creature, that was its name. The man gave to all livestock and to the birds and to the of the heavens and to every beast of the field, But for Adam, there was not found a helper fit for him. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and while he slept, took one of the ribs and closed up its place with flesh. And the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman and brought her to the man. Then the man said, "Then at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore, man shall leave his father and his mother." That last amen was Ken and Val. Empty nest, anyway. Amen. "Therefore, man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." This is the word of the Lord. From 1 Corinthians 13, "If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient and is kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. When I was a child, I spoke like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. For now we see in the mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known. So now, faith, hope, and love abide, these three. But the greatest of these is love.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear Macy and Jordan, what a wonderful day this turned out to be, right? What a wonderful day this is that you've chosen now to start this next phase in your life, this next chapter of your lives together, soon to be husband and wife. Today's God is giving you a blessing that is going to last your entire life long. And when you really stop to think about that, it might kind of feel a little bit overwhelming, actually. But see, when we plan weddings, this is one of the things that happens, is you get caught up in all these details, right? You think about things like decorations and music and dresses and receptions and all this stuff. But you plan and you plan and you plan, then you reach the moment. But this moment is about so much more than just this moment. This is a moment that leads to every day for the rest of your lives. So this is a pretty big deal. This is a day that you recognize for a lifetime you'll be united with one another, and you'll be united in Christ in your marriage. And that's an awesome thing. This has been a lot of fun for me to get to work with the two of you and to get this chance to get to know you guys and learn who you are as a couple. Before we started meeting regularly a few months ago, I kind of knew who you guys were, but I didn't feel like I knew you, you know? And so, like Macy, I knew you were a nurse, and I knew you were going back and forth to St. Louis all the time. And Jordan, I know you and I, we met at Kretzer's in that back room one day. And then we became friends on Facebook. And then all of a sudden, I'm seeing all these pictures of this guy. He's holding these big, giant catfish that he's caught with his bare hands. Hogging is what you call it, right? And I thought, man, like, this is one of those hillbilly hand fishing guys. which is pretty impressive, but I think what's even more impressive is that, Macy, you caught one of your own last summer. So I think that proves that this is true love. So you guys can have this one big, happy hillbilly family. And I think it's wonderful that you guys decided to have a December wedding. This is actually a first for me. Out of all the weddings that I've done the past 6 years of being a pastor, I've never had a couple ask to do a wedding in December. So this is kind of neat. And I really love it. You know, you look around, not a lot of people get to have Christmas trees in their wedding pictures, and you've got wreaths, and you've got Christmas lights. I mean, it's really neat. And I know there's risks that you take when you pick a day in December. You know, you have no idea what the weather's going to do. Look how beautiful this day turned out. It's almost hot outside today. And we were thinking this morning we might run into like wind and rain and tornadoes and stuff, but here we are, and it's beautiful. And I also know that for all of you who are hunters in the crowd, this is a big sacrifice for you this weekend, right? This is second firearm season, right? So I'm really glad you guys are here too. But one of the biggest reasons I'm really glad you chose a day in December is because of what this season means. You know, we're here in the Advent season, we're getting ready for Christmas, and honestly, what that Christmas celebration is, it's a celebration of the greatest marriage that this world has ever seen. And what I mean by that is we get to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, who has come into the world, that humble baby born in a stable, in a manger in Bethlehem. But what happens in that moment is God and man are united in the person of Jesus. So you have this two becoming one thing where God and man come together in Jesus Christ. And what you're about to do in this moment today together is you're going to show us just a little part of that on a smaller scale where the two become one, because the love that you have for one another is a reflection of God's love for all of us. And that love is eternal. The perfect symbol for this idea of eternal love is actually what you see all throughout the sanctuary today, which would be evergreens. So this time of year, we use evergreens for a lot of our Christmas decorations. And the reason for that is because, you know, when you have Christmas trees and things like holly and mistletoe, these are the kinds of plants that don't die and go dormant this time of the year. We're so used to all of our other plants turning brown, and we're used to the trees being completely bare. But these are the ones that stay alive and vibrant even when the rest of the world is cold. And you can probably see where I'm going to go with this, but you're about to make vows to each other in just a few moments. You're about to make vows that no matter what, come what may, good times or bad times, your love and commitment for each other is going to stay evergreen. It's no secret that relationships, especially marital relationships, require a whole lot of work. In fact, marriage is an opportunity for two individuals to forgive each other over and over and over again, because marriage is always made up of two people who are sinners, who make mistakes, who mess up from time to time. And not every season of your life is going to feel like this one. I'm sure right now it feels like you're in the beginning of spring. Not just because of how warm it is outside, but everything is brand new and fresh and awesome in the beginning of your marriage together. But there are probably going to be times in your life when it feels like winter. And so what you're promising today is that your love will be evergreen, even when things kind of seem brown and cold all around you. How is that possible? Because the two of you are not on your own. It's because your marriage is going to be sealed in that evergreen love that comes from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because Jesus is love. And just as we heard in that second reading from 1 Corinthians, love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. There isn't a single thing that can take that love of God away from you. And he loved you so much that he was willing to sacrifice everything for you. That little baby in the manger grew up and lived a perfect life and died on the cross. He took the punishment that we all deserve. He did that for you because his love is eternal. His love is evergreen. What happened in that one little moment in time on the cross has now given blessings to God's people for all eternity. And what's going to happen in this moment is going to bring all kinds of blessings to you for the rest of your life. So may God bless you and keep you evergreen in your love for each other and in your love for him. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in true faith, in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. We now continue our service as you each announce your intent to be married here today. Jordan, do you take this woman to be your wedded wife, to live together in the holy estate of matrimony as God ordained it? Will you nourish and cherish her as Christ loved his body, the church, giving himself up for her? Will you love, honor, and keep her in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, remain united to her alone, so long as you both shall live? Then say, I do.
I do.
Macy, do you take this man to be your wedded husband, to live together in the holy estate of matrimony as God ordained it? Will you work alongside him, support him, and help him to accomplish the work God has given him to do? Will you love, honor, and keep him in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, remain united to him alone, so long as you both shall live? Then say, I do.
I do.
I'd like to have all four of your parents please stand. Do you give your consent and blessing to this couple? If so, then say, we do.
We do.
Will you pray for and encourage Macy and Jordan in their marriage, remembering at all times that God wills them to live within their vows until they are parted by death? If so, then say, we will.
We will.
Thank you very much. You may be seated. I'm going to invite the two of you to turn toward each other. Jordan, repeat after me. I, Jordan. Take you, Macy.
To be my wedded wife.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health. To love and to cherish. Till death do us part. According to God's holy will. And I pledge to you my faithfulness. Macy, repeat after me. I, Macy.
Take you, Jordan.
To be my wedded husband.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poorer. In sickness and in health. To love and to cherish. Till death do us part. According to God's holy will. And I pledge to you my faithfulness. May I please have the rings? Thank you. Let us pray. Almighty Father, you have generously created all things to serve us for our good. Send your blessing upon this couple, who shall wear these rings as a constant reminder of their marital fidelity. Grant that by your mercy they may live gladly and faithfully in this holy estate, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Jordan, would you take that ring? There you go. Yeah. And Macy's left hand. And repeat after me. Receive this ring. As a pledge and token. Of wedded love. And faithfulness. In the name of the Father. And of the Son. And of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, and Macy, would you take that ring and Jordan's left hand and repeat after me. Receive this ring. As a pledge and token. Of wedded love. And faithfulness. In the name of the Father. And of the Son. And of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now that Macy and Jordan have committed themselves to each other in holy matrimony, have given themselves to each other by their solemn pledges, and have declared the same before God and these witnesses, I pronounce them to be husband and wife in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. What God has joined together, let no man separate. Amen. Jordan, you may now kiss the bride. At this time, we will proceed with the Unity Cross ceremony. The Unity Cross is a beautiful sculpture that Macy and Jordan will display in their home to remind them of the covenant that they are making today. In Genesis chapter 1, we read that God created man in his own image. He created man to be bold, strong, and a leader and protector of his wife and family. The outer form of the cross represents the strength of the groom. Genesis 2 also tells us that the woman was taken from the rib of the man. The bride's piece of the Unity Cross represents the beauty and the many capabilities of the woman. It's designed with intricate, beautiful detail. The bride's cross is placed inside the groom's cross, representing the two becoming one. To complete the sculpture, we will place three pegs to hold it together. The three pegs represent the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, showing God's place in the covenant and the security and completeness that only the Holy Trinity can give. And so, Macy and Jordan, we will now assemble the cross at this time.
There must be a God. I believe it's true, 'cause I can see his face when I look at you. And he must have a plan for this crazy life, 'cause he brought you here and placed you by my side. 'Cause I have never been so sure of anything before, like I am in this moment here with you. Now for better or for worse, there's so much more than only words, and I pray every day will be the proof that I mean what I say when I say I do. Yeah, I mean what I say when I say I do. See, these hands you hold will always hold you up when the strength you have isn't strong enough. And what tomorrow brings, only time will tell. And I will stand by you in sickness and in health, 'cause I have never been so sure of anything before, like I am in this moment here with you. Now for better or for worse, there's so much more than only words, and I pray every day will be the proof that I mean what I say when I say I do.
Congregation may stand for prayer. Let us pray. Almighty everlasting God, our heavenly Father, grant that by your blessing, Macy and Jordan may live according to your word and promise. Strengthen them in faithfulness and love toward each other. Sustain and defend them in every trial and temptation. Help them to live in faith toward you in the communion of your holy church and in loving service to each other, that they may ever enjoy your heavenly blessing. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. O God, our dwelling place in all generations, look with favor upon the homes of our land. Embrace husbands and wives, parents and children in the arms of your love, and grant that each, in reverence for Christ, fulfill the duties you have given. Bless our homes that they may ever be a shelter for the defenseless, a fortress for the tempted, a resting place for the weary, and a foretaste of our eternal home with you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. At this time, we will hear a special musical benediction. I'll invite the congregation to be seated.
Walk with them, Lord, and stay by their side. Keep them safe every step of the way. Talk with them, Lord, and be thou their guide in all that they do and say. Teach them to care each day that they live. Help them to share, to love, and forgive. Bless them, O Lord, and help them to grow in your grace. Give them faith to trust in you, Lord.
I'll invite the two of you now to turn and face the congregation. Ladies and gentlemen, I now present to you Mr. and Mrs. Jordan Smith.